And we're live. September 21st. Friday, September 21st. It's around 11 o'clock. Man, what a crazy, crazy couple of days has been. As I predicted, John Jones is back. He might come back and do UFC 230, UFC 231. He's going to be eligible to fight by the end of October. So I'm excited for that. That's one of the biggest hits that MMA, UFC fans got hit with out of the blue. Happy for John Jones. I think he's a phenomenal, phenomenal fighter. Hopefully he stays clean, man. Clean all the way to the end of time. Clean all the way to retirement. John Jones, please, I beg you. He's a great fighter, man. I'm a big fan of John Jones. John the Bone Jones. I love people calling him John the King Jones, but whatever you want to call him, man. He's back. The GOAT is back. Dana just announced that he will not be fighting the rest of the year until 2019. Hopefully, he's just fucking trolling us like he always does. That's what promoters do. Press conference for UFC 229. October 6th. I gotta say, man, I think Khabib got murdered at this press conference. I think he got massacred by Conor. You know, he was repeating, did you ask him like 250,000 times? Did you ask him? 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 It's like, Jesus Christ, could you just say something mean? Something better than did you ask him? I don't know. That was kind of disappointing. I'm a big fan of both. And this one, I was kind of rooting for Khabib, but now after yesterday, I root more towards McGregor. Conor, I think he you know, same old Conor. He came and he did what he had to do. Promoted his whiskey at the same time he was promoting the fight. Only Conor can do that kind of shit. Again, man, you know, Khabib got murdered in this press conference. The pre-fight, I guess you might say, the pre-round is the press conference. And, you know, Khabib lost. Gotta give this fight to Conor. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about this one. I'm very disappointed in Khabib. But then again, you know what? It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really give a fuck what I think or what disappointments I get. I think in the end, the fight is going to be an amazing fight. It's going to be a great fight. Both fighters don't like each other. They hate each other out their guts. So either it can go both ways, man. It can go a big, legendary, exciting fight, or a boring-ass fight. So we'll see about that. We'll see you on October 6th, pay-per-view, Las Vegas. One thing I would want to say and be very, very clear about, Dana White, I don't think it was smart on his end to be drinking whiskey and drinking and promoting his whiskey. That goes to show you where Dana White stands. I think he stands with Conor. I don't think you should be doing that as a promoter. Your champ is Khabib. Your champion is Khabib. The one that stayed and not leave for 2 years is Khabib. So that end, that aspect, I don't think it was right. But again, that's my very, very humble opinion. Another thing that I noticed on the press conference, Khabib, man, he's not winning any fans. He's not winning any fans with the way he handled himself on the press conference. One of the reporters, you know, asked him, actually told him something on his language, which I guess is common, and then right away went to Conor and be like, you know, I drank your, you know, congratulations on your whiskey. It was very good whiskey. I tried it yesterday, And Khabib was like, no, don't do that. Don't grace me with my language and then turn around and promote his liquor. Don't mix both of them. They're like, Khabib, man, calm down. Relax, my man. Relax. You don't, there's no need for you to be upset like that. There's no need for you to have negative fans towards you, man. And this fight, Khabib is the hero, and Conor is the villain, right? And wrestling terms, Khabib is the baby face, and Conor is the heel. And Khabib did not handle the way himself as a baby face. He did not. He refused to respond to a few answers from the reporters, which I think is fucking ridiculous, because you're there in the first place to do that kind of shit. Conor was being respectful, and he will answer all the questions. Now, for a motherfucker like that who has all this kind of money, and he's still being, you know, humble enough to answer questions and be respectful, they asked him about Dustin Poirier and Nate Diaz. And he said, oh, yeah, they're both good fighters. And Nate Diaz is tough as they come, and I wish nothing but the best for both of them. And they would ask questions to Khabib, and he just not want answer. He wouldn't answer. And so Dana had to be like, next question, please. So, you know, that's not good, man. That's one of my point from the beginning. Khabib got murdered, got killed, got fucking destroyed in this press conference. And that's not good. That is not good. Again, that is not good, but it does not matter, right? The matter is the fight. But the way you carry yourself in press conferences, especially if you want the sympathy or the admiration or the prize from the fans, then you need to do better. Now, granted, he doesn't speak very good English. I think my English is better than his, obviously, because I do have an accent. English is not my first language. But if you don't speak it, say something in your language. Say something in your, you know, say something in Russian. In my case, if motherfuckers like that is talking shit to me and I can't, my English is not that good, believe me, I'll go to Spanish real quick. And I'll talk shit in Spanish. You know, it's just, it's fucking simple math, man. Common sense. This motherfucker is getting ahead of me, is getting over me by talking shit. Obviously, I can't back it up or I can't say what I want to say because I don't know how to say it. But fuck it, I'm going to say it in Russian. You know, or in Spanish, or in Portuguese, or in Italian, whatever the fuck you speak. So, in that sense, that was no bueno, in Spanish, no bueno for Khabib. Man, and Conor, man, you can tell he's a golden goose, golden egg, golden boy of UFC. He just signed a contract for 8 fights. At the same time, he's promoting his whiskey, and he said himself it's going to be in the canvas. And not just that, even Dana backed it up. Yep. He's gonna be promoted on the fight. So, man, it was just horrible, man. I was listening to it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, say something different. Did you ask him? Also, most of the time he was saying, did you send message? That's another thing he was saying a lot. Khabib, that was not good, my man. That was not good. Granted, again, Khabib doesn't really talk a lot in press conference. He doesn't do a lot of media or try to hype the fight. He's more straight business. But again, in this scenario, in the public view, or in the public eye, I should say, in the public eye, Khabib is the babyface. He's a hero. He's an angel. He's the one that was going to do things right because of what Conor did with the dolly. He hurt Mike Chiesa. He injured another fighter. I forgot the name of it. Because of that, 2 fights were canceled because of that. Now, Khabib, he's in that place where if he comes out as a hero from the beginning, which he didn't do, he fucked up, but he would have come as a hero from press conference. Listen, this guy did all this, and you guys want to cheer him, that's great. I'm in the permanent place for what he did to my colleagues. Be a baby face and let that fool be a heel and let the fight get bigger as it is. But you becoming, you come out as an asshole for not trying to respond to reporters, and then Conor is responding to reporters and having fun and making the whole press conference fun. And you being a sour puss just sitting there. But come on, man. Come on. You know? Jesus Christ, I don't... Yeah. But October 6th, man. I didn't want to say my prediction. I don't know if I did in the previous episodes, but if I did, I'm going to backtrack on it. I don't know who's going to win. It can go either way. I can go either to Khabib, or I can go to Conor. Yeah. Me not liking the press conference doesn't mean anything, you know, obviously. Or me, you know, saying that he should have done better on the press conference to have a better point of view or a better fan base supporting him doesn't really mean anything either. But I just feel those are very important key things to do, especially in this kind of situation where he needs to prove and back up what he was saying. And, you know, he didn't do it in the press conference. You know, Conor got the head of him, and oh man. But hey, you know, October 6th, we'll see what's gonna happen. John Jones, crossing my fingers that by the end of the year he's gonna fight. A great couple of days. Update on future episodes. Hopefully Monday or Tuesday I'm gonna drop another episode where I'm going to interview the beast, the purple belt jiu-jitsu beast that I know, how he got started, how, why, and when, and decision, and the Brazilian jiu-jitsu lifestyle, all that crazy, stupid, very interesting shit. Stay tuned. Hopefully drop it Monday or Tuesday, but for sure, by Wednesday it will be dropped. Quick episode, guys. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. I would like to hear you guys' opinion on the press conference and the John Jones thing. And we're out. We're out. And we're live. September 21st. Friday, September 21st. It's around 11 o'clock. Man, what a crazy couple of days has been. As I predicted, John Jones is back. He might come back and do UFC 230, UFC 231. He's going to be eligible to fight by the end of October. So I'm excited for that. That's one of the biggest hits that MMA, UFC fans got hit with out of the blue. Happy for John Jones. I think he's a phenomenal fighter. Hopefully he stays clean, man. Clean all the way to the end of time. Clean all the way to retirement. John Jones, please, I beg you. He's a great fighter, man. I'm a big fan of John Jones. John the Bone Jones. I love people calling him John the King Jones, but whatever you want to call him, man. He's back. The GOAT is back. Dana just announced that he will not be fighting the rest of the year until 2019. Hopefully he's just fucking trolling us like he always does. That's what promoters do. Press conference for UFC 229, October 6th. I gotta say, man, I think Khabib got murdered in this press conference. I think he got massacred by Conor. You know, he was repeating, did you ask him, like 250,000 times. Did you ask him? It's like, Jesus Christ, could you just say something mean, something better than did you ask him? I don't know. That was kind of disappointing. I'm a big fan of both, and this one I was kind of rooting for Khabib, but now after the yesterday, I root more towards McGregor. Connor, I think he you know, same old Connor. He came and he did what he had to do, promoted his whiskey at the same time he was promoting the fight. Only Connor can do that kind of shit. Again, man, you know, Khabib got murdered in this press conference. The pre-fight, I guess you might say, the pre-round is the press conference, and you know, Khabib lost. Got to give this fight to Connor. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about this one. I'm very disappointed in Khabib. But then again, you know what? Doesn't really matter. It doesn't really give a fuck what I think or what disappointments I get. I think in the end, the fight is going to be an amazing fight. It's going to be a great fight. Both fighters don't like each other. They hate each other out their guts. So either it can go both ways, man. It can go a big, legendary, exciting fight or a boring-ass fight. So we'll see about that. We'll see you on October 6th, pay-per-view, Las Vegas. One thing I would want to say and be very, very clear about, Dana White, I don't think it was smart on his end to be drinking whiskey and drinking and promoting his whiskey. That goes to show you where Dana White stands. I think he stands with Connor. I don't think you should be doing that as a promoter. Your champ is Khabib. Your champion is Khabib. The one that stayed and not leave for 2 years is Khabib. So that end, that aspect, I don't think it was right. But again, that's my very, very humble opinion. Another thing that I noticed on the press conference, Khabib, man, he's not winning any fans. He's not winning any fans with the way he handled himself on the press conference. One of the reporters, you know, asked them, well, actually told them something on his language, which I guess is common, and then right away went to Connor and be like, you know, I drank your, you know, congratulations on your whiskey. It was very good whiskey. I tried it yesterday, and Khabib was like, no, don't do that. Don't grace me with my language and then turn around and promote his liquor. Don't mix both of them. They're like, Khabib, man, calm down. Relax, my man, relax. You don't, there's no need for you to be upset like that. There's no need for you to have negative fans towards you, man. And this fight, Khabib is the hero, and Connor is the villain, right? And wrestling terms, Khabib is the babyface, and Connor is the heel. And Khabib did not handle the way himself as a babyface. He did not. He refused to respond to a few answers from the reporters, which I think is fucking ridiculous because you're there in the first place to do that kind of shit. Connor was being respectful and he will answer all the questions. Now, for a motherfucker like that who has all this kind of money and he's still being, you know, humble enough to answer questions and be respectful, they asked him about Dustin Poirier and Nate Diaz. And he said, oh yeah, they're both good fighters. And Nate Diaz is tough as they come and I wish nothing but the best for both of them. And they would ask questions to Khabib, and he just not want answer. He wouldn't answer. So Dana had to be like, next question, please. So you know, that's not good, man. That's what my point from the beginning. Khabib got murdered, got killed, got fucking destroyed in this press conference, and that's not good. That is not good. Again, that is not good. But it does not matter, right? The matter is the fight. But the way you carry yourself on press conferences, especially if you want the sympathy or the admiration or the prize from the fans, then you need to do better. Now, granted, he, you know, he doesn't speak very good English. I think my English is better than his, obviously, because I do have an accent. English is not my first language. But if you don't speak it, say something in your language. Say something in your, you know, say something in Russian. In my case, if motherfuckers like that is talking shit to me and I can't, my English is not that good, believe me, I'll go to Spanish real quick and I'll talk shit in Spanish. You know, it's just, it's fucking simple math, man. Common sense. This motherfucker is getting ahead of me, is getting over me by talking shit. Obviously, I can't back it up or I can't say what I want to say because I don't know how to say it. But fuck it, I'm going to say it in Russian. You know, or in Spanish, or in Portuguese, or in Italian, whatever the fuck you speak. So, in that sense, that was no bueno. My Spanish, no bueno for Khabib. Man, and Conor, man, you can tell he's a golden goose, golden egg, golden boy of UFC. He just signed a contract for 8 fights. At the same time, he's promoting his whiskey, and he said himself it's going to be in the canvas. And not just that, even Dana backed it up. Yep, he's going to be promoted on the fight. So, man, it was just horrible, man. I was listening to it, and I was like, Jesus Christ, say something different. Did you ask him? I was like, most of the time he was saying, did you send message? That's another thing he was saying a lot. Khabib, that was not good, my man. That was not good. Granted, again, Khabib doesn't really talk a lot in press conference. He doesn't do a lot of media or try to hype the fight. He's more straight business. But again, in this scenario, in the public view, or in the public eye, I should say, in the public eye, Khabib is the babyface. He's a hero. He's an angel. He's the one that is going to do things right because of what Conor did with the dolly. He hurt Mike Chiesa. He injured another fighter. I forgot the name of it. Because of that, 2 fights were canceled because of that. Now Khabib, he's in that place where if he comes out as a hero from the beginning, which he didn't do, he fucked up, but he would have come as a hero from press conference. Listen, this guy did all this, and you guys want to cheer him, that's great. I'm in the permanent place for what he did to my colleagues. Be a baby face and let that fool be a heel and let the fight get bigger as it is. But you come out as an asshole for not trying to respond to reporters, and then Conor responded to reporters and having fun and making the whole press conference fun. And you being a sour puss just sitting there. But come on, man. Come on. You know? Jesus Christ, I don't... Yeah. But October 6th, man. I didn't want to say my prediction. I don't know if I did in the previous episodes, but if I did, I'm going to backtrack on it. I don't know who's going to win. It can go either way. It can go either to Khabib, or I can go to Conor. Yeah. Me not liking the press conference doesn't mean anything, you know, obviously. Or me, you know, saying that he should have done better on the press conference to have a better point of view or a better fan base supporting him doesn't really mean anything either. But I just feel those are very important key things to do, especially in this kind of situation where he needs to prove and back up what he was saying. And, you know, he didn't do it in the press conference. You know, Conor got the head of him, and Oh, man. But, hey, you know, October 6th, we'll see what's going to happen. John Jones, crossing my fingers that by the end of the year he's going to fight. A great, great couple of days. Update on future episodes. Hopefully Monday or Tuesday I'm going to drop another episode where I'm going to interview the beast, the purple belt jiu-jitsu beast that I know. How he got started, how, why, and when, and decision, and the, you know, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu lifestyle, all that crazy, stupid, very interesting shit. Stay tuned. Hopefully drop it Monday or Tuesday, but for sure, by Wednesday it will be dropped. Quick episode, guys. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. Give you guys I would like to hear you guys' opinion on the press conference and the John Jones thing. And we're out.